Welcome to the Live Your Best Life Barefoot Podcast with your hosts, Mary Morriston and the team at Barefoot Bungalow Realty.
Good morning. Welcome to our next episode of Live Your Best Life Barefoot. I'm here with Mary.
Hey, Ruth. How are you?
Great. How are you, Mary?
I'm really good. I was going to do a quick market update before we get started.
Sounds great.
We do still have some great properties. I was just pulling a list, and there are some great properties, even here in Bonita. So if you're looking, don't be afraid that there's nothing. We can help you find it. And the interest rates haven't gone up too bad yet.
Not yet.
So we can hook you up with some good interest rates. So still great news in the market.
That is. That's excellent, especially for those people that are hesitating. Don't hesitate. You want to buy now.
Yes. Yep.
So, today, our guest, I'm so excited for.
I'm so excited.
How about you, introduce her?
Hi, Michelle. This is Dr. Michelle Trias.
Did I say your name right? Yes, you did. You nailed it. Good job, Mary.
I know her as Dr. Michelle. I've worked with her. She's worked with family members. I adore her, and I really appreciate what she brings to all of her patients. She's done such a great job helping me and those people that I've referred. I thought it'd be a great opportunity to have you on. So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on. I'm so happy to see you both.
So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Yes. So Dr. Michelle Trias, I go by Dr. Michelle because I like to keep things a little more casual in the office. But I am a traditional naturopath. So I have a doctorate in traditional holistic medicine. And so what that means is that instead of focusing on pharmaceuticals and chemicals as a way to modulate or make changes into the body's chemistry, what we study in holistic medicine is how you can do that with food, lifestyle, and natural herbs and supplements that can help you go back to a state of what I call homeostasis in the cells, which means that the cells are happy, that you are not replicating any bad cells, you're only replicating beautiful, healthy cells that'll help you feel better and healthier. So that is what I've studied, and that is what I bring to the practice. And so when patients come to see me, we're working on all kinds of things. There's not like a specific one thing that I only focus on this or that, but it kind of runs the gamut: high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, weight loss, headaches is a big one. Lots of people with skin conditions, eczema, psoriasis, any sort of itching on the body can be dealt with holistic medicine and healing the gut. So yeah, that's what I do. My office is in Bonita, close, not too far from,
yes, really,
from your offices. And love it. Love to help people. Love to see transformation happen in people's lives. And it's really a very rewarding work, I have to say.
And you're really good at it. And one of the things I love about working with you is I love that you're real. Like, you're not living in some monastery, you know, practicing these things. You're, mm-hmm. you're continuing to have a crazy normal life, mm-hmm. that you've implemented these things into your own life and into your own family's life. So maybe tell us a little bit about your family and who you are personally.
Yeah. I mean, my family is really my why as to like, why did I go back? Because I was doing something else before this. I went back to school after I had gotten my bachelor's degree to get my doctorate because of them, because they were ill, because my husband had acid reflux and my daughter had eczema and my other daughter had asthma. All of these conditions were happening. And one at a time, I was able to help them. It took me a long time and a lot of research, and I wasn't even in school yet, but I just was asking the question, why? Why is this happening to them? And why can't we just fix this? And how can we fix this? Each one of them, we went through phases of modulating their food and modulating the lifestyle of what they were eating and herbal supplements. And lo and behold, over time, they were all able to heal of these conditions. Conditions we were told that they would always have acid reflux, always be taking Nexium, always have asthma. She would always be on an inhaler. You'll never be able to get rid of this. And within months, we were able to solve this problem. Like, and we didn't use any medication. We used food, we used supplements, and we used holistic approaches. And so, but it's not easy, right? It's hard.
It is hard.
It is hard to make changes. I like to give my clients this quote when they make a big change, and I'm going to share it with you. When you commit to transforming your life, you commit to getting very uncomfortable over and over and over again. Befriend the unfamiliar, the risky, the me no wanna. The discomfort means you're almost there. So I've been putting this at the top of my protocols now, Mary. I didn't do this in your meditation, but I've been putting this at the very, very top. Like, it's okay. You're going to be uncomfortable, and it's okay. You're going to mess up. And that's cool too. You know, like, I'm not like the police here being like, you did not do what I said to do. I'm like, come on and get back on there. It's okay. You know, I'm living in this world too. So I get it. It's not easy. Sometimes it's just like, what can I do? What can I have? Like, everything is all acid forming. Everything is all causing inflammation. So over time, you just start to learn these tricks and tips and techniques, and you have things at your disposal in the freezer, in your fridge, that are just easy to grab and easy to get, that are going to be satisfying. So, and especially with kids, I've had to plan so that, you know, they're not having things that I don't want them to have. I can't control everything though. You know,
right.
I have a teenager. So
they go to friends' house.
They have friends. I cannot control everything, but, you know, it's good, better, best, right? You do your best, but not every day. Sometimes it's just okay. And that's right. Okay too. You know, actually stressing about it is, I think we've talked about this too, Mary, like,
yeah,
stressing about it is not helpful either, right? So if you're going to eat something that's on your naughty list, oh, do so enjoy it. Really, 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 like, don't give yourself any guilt, and just like, that was amazing.
that's good advice.
Yeah.
Because then you own it and you reset instead of trying to hide it.
Beat yourself up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then you just lead into doing the course. If you beat yourself up, I'm bound to just keep doing it then.
Right.
Because I feel bad, because I feel failure, and I don't want to feel failure. So now I'm just going to since I want to avoid that failure feeling, I just won't do it anymore. Right. I won't try to get back on there because I don't want to feel failure. But if you don't consider it that way, if you consider it like, well, tomorrow is a new day, or even today right now is a new moment, and that moment's over, it's much easier to just like forgive yourself for doing that and enjoy it. Like, just really, really enjoy that bite of whatever it is that you shouldn't probably have.
Right. Well, and on that note, I was hoping to cover maybe some tips that you had for all of us, probably set some great lofty New Year's resolutions for getting healthy, losing weight, getting in shape, that maybe are waning now.
Yes.
So do you have some ideas and tips for us to reset and get back into it?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, most of us do kind of, even if we don't write it down, we've made some sort of commitment in our head, even if we didn't share it. Like, we've said to ourselves, this year, I'm going to do this and this. And they did a study on it, and most New Year's resolutions, way over half, are broken by the third week, and another like 65% of what's remaining is broken by Valentine's Day. So we're almost on Valentine's Day. Most of the U.S. population has broken their New Year's resolution by now, because New Year's resolutions don't really work. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go out, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to go to Whole Foods, and I'm going to spend $500. I'm going to redo my, that doesn't work. That never works. What you have to do is take it in like little steps. So for instance, instead of trying to do that, you could do like quarterly cleanses, right? Or quarterly like detoxes of the body, right? So you spend a week or 2 weeks, however you, this is what I do, is quarterly, every quarter I do a cleanse or a detox. And this doesn't mean that I'm running to the bathroom or anything like this. This just means this is dedicated focus time where I'm eating completely 100% plant-based, and I'm meditating more, and I'm taking detox baths, and I'm I'm doing all of these like things. I'm dry brushing my skin. I'm brushing my tongue. I'm detoxifying the body. I'm going to like salt cave therapy. Like I'm doing all these things really dedicated for 14 days. And then, you know, I go off and I go off of that for 14 days and then I come back to sort of my more routine. And then what happens soon, right before you know it, it's another quarter has come along and it's time to do it again. That process has really kept me in a very good place with health wise, because it's like right around the time when things start to fall off and I forget to meal prep and I'm like running around. It's a new season. It's time to dedicate myself for 14 days. I love doing this. And I think that it has been so transformative for me to just say, okay, let's take it in quarters. Like, let's just take it in a quarter, 14 days, 2 weeks. That's it. 2 weeks. And then you can, and then what happens is after you're done, you feel really good, right? You don't want to go back to eating really bad. It takes you like another month and a half to start eating poorly again, or to make some bad choices. And right around the time that you're making bad choices again, time for another detox, time for another cleanse, time to dedicate yourself for 2 weeks. I think that's so much better than saying, oh, you know, it's the whole year. I'm going to do this the entire, it's just impossible, right? Just take it in little sort of bite-sized chunks. And then instead of trying to clean out your pantry and clean out your fridge of all the things that you know are not good for you, just stop buying. So today I'm gonna skip the Oreos and I'm gonna get something else, or I'm just not gonna do that one thing and I'm gonna swap it out. So I swapped out, you know, I'm dairy free, so I swapped out my regular butter for vegan butter, right? But I didn't swap everything out at one time. I did it like each grocery trip. I just made a new incremental change. Okay, now we're having almond milk. And so, yeah, it was change happened in the house. People were like, this is almond milk. Now I can't live without almond milk. They love the vegan cheese. They love the vegan mayonnaise. But I did not do it overnight. It's a slow process.
That's such smart way to look at it in general, and even to reassess quarterly,
right?
To put it on your calendar, or
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. It's the beginning of the quarter, or it's the beginning of the new quarter. Then okay, now here's what I'm going to do, and it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be really hard. It can be pretty simple. Like I'm going to spend these 14 days taking care of myself.
Right.
So in those 14 days, my family knows. I don't drink. I don't have any wine. I am focused on taking care of myself. I feel really, really happy and really, really good in those 14 days because I'm like, so much self-care goes into it. So I'm like, you know, I'm not taking baths all the time, but in those 14 days, I am, you know. So it's great to kind of care for yourself in little bitty increments.
Well, and I love that the recommendation for this, but I also love that anybody can join you.
Yeah.
Right?
Anybody.
You do something that everybody can participate in and be part of. And it's not easy, but it's doable because you break it down and make it doable.
Right.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about how they can participate if they want?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, if you like are like, oh, I really would like to do that, but I think I need some more support, then you can come to my website and we do these quarterly cleanses together as a group. So we get on these, we get on calls and video calls and we support each other and say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. Or, oh, like this is really hard today. Or I'm not feeling as good because I can feel that I miss my wine or whatever. And that sort of group help can be helpful for a lot of people. You can totally do this on your own. I've done it many seasons on my own. But if you wanted just some support, you could go to my website and you look up detoxes and cleanses and it's going to be there. And I promise you, it's not one of those, the word detox gets a lot of flack, right? You hear it and you're like, ooh, sounds awful. I promise you it isn't. It's more just about not putting bad things in, right? Just saying, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have more good things. Mm-hmm. More about making good choices than anything else. So So yeah, they can find me there at mynaturalwellness.com. That's where they can find a link to that.
And if anything else you want to find out about Dr. Michelle and what she can do to help you in your life, you can get at mynaturalwellness.com. We like to throw in a question about any secret insider tips for what you like to do here that in Southwest Florida or anywhere.
Like for fun? Okay, this is my fun thing. And so I like to go to the beach at night. Okay. When on the night of a full moon, so when the moonlight is shining bright, most people don't know that you could totally get into the beach at Bonita, and it is not, you can get back there and hang out. Don't go in the water. Don't go in the water at night. But I will bring like a big blanket and electric candles, and I will hang out with some friends, and we just have a blast. And we don't do it every month, but it's so fun to be there at night. No one's around. There's no bugs. It's just like so much fun. And it's just like a secret thing that I don't think people know to do, that it's really fun to hang out at the beach at night.
It's kind of
something that I did when in my teens that I was like, let's do this again with some girlfriends of mine. And they were like, yeah, this is still fun.
I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
Try it on the next. Well, I say full moon so that you have some light, you know, because it's really dark.
After it warms up a little bit.
Like after April, May, it's like, it's great at night.
I'm going to do it.
I love that.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you there.
Yes, you'll see me there. The beach in Bonita.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. And we look forward to working with you more on other adventures that you have. And we love having these wonderful guests. If you have anybody in mind that you'd like to hear from, please reach out to us. You can reach us at info@barefootbungalowhomes.com or on Facebook at Barefoot Bungalow Homes. So we want to wish you a great week. And as always, remember to live your best life barefoot.
Thank you for listening to the Live Your Best Life Barefoot podcast, sponsored by Barefoot Bungalow Realty. To learn more about Barefoot Bungalow Realty, go to www.barefootbungalowrealty.com or call 239-350-5535.